Felix, this was a pretty big week for the music industry.
Jazz is talking about the Latin Grammy nominations.
Even though the Grammys garner a lot of ratings and attention, they also get a lot of criticism. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they tend to be pretty conservative and they always go for the same already well-established artists.
That's why today we're going to be checking out some of the newer faces at the Grammys, the artists who are giving a breath of fresh air into the whole ceremony.
That's right. We shifted through 48 categories and picked out some of the ones we are most surprised and excited by, so you don't have to go through all that.
Okay, this is going to be fun.
I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
And this is Alt Latino. There's a lot of heavy hitters in this year's running for Album of the Year, including Alejandro Sanz and one of my favorite artists, Juan Luis Guerra. But one newer artist who I'm pretty excited about is Bebé from Spain.
Okay, Jazz, we're listening to her right now, and she seemed to jump out of nowhere in 2005 with that really sexy voice and some of those provocative lyrics, and it earned her a place in our hearts and the Latin Grammy Artist of the Year that year. Now, after that, she sort of disappeared for a while, and now she's back with an album that we played on our show before. It's called Y, as in the letter Y, and this album is so good, it's earned her several nominations this year.
Felix, I'm a huge fan of Dominican superstar Juan Luis Guerra.
Aren't we all?
He's another nominee in this category of Album of the Year, but I have to say, I think Bebé is doing some of the most interesting and provocative work of all the nominees in this category. So I really wish her the best.
So do I. Jazz, let's move on to the category of Best New Artist. And I'm eager to get to this category because there's some artists that I'm really thrilled about.
Let me guess. Alex Cuba?
This is a moment from my dream.
Alex Cuba is nominated for several awards this year, among them Best New Artist. Now, back in 2006, this Cuban-Canadian musician really blew my socks off with his first album, Humo de Tabaco, or Tobacco Smoke.
Since that debut album, he has just been writing music nonstop. His guitar work is gorgeous. His voice, it's like raw honey. It's sweet but rough. And his lyrics range from very emotional to very playful and flirtatious and lighthearted. If I had to place my bets, I'd say Alex Cuba is going to win in this category.
I'd second that bet because he's definitely an artist to look out for.
I'll do all the things I said I'd do.
Now, Felix, there's another artist in the running for Best New Artist who I'd like to highlight, and that's Brazilian singer-songwriter Maria Gadu.
Você não acreditou, você nem me olhou, disse que eu era muito nova pra você, mas...
You know, while my bets are on Alex Cuba, I'm very glad that singer Maria Gadu is getting the recognition she deserves. Although her music and vocals are incredibly mellow, this Sao Paulo native has such a strong identity, both musically and lyrically, and that's something you gotta really admire in someone who released her first album last year at age 22.
It's great stuff from another young artist to look out for.
Pra não dizer que eu sou ruim, eu vou deixar você me olhar, só olhar, baby.
You know, and it's like a lot of times, it's not really about who wins, it's about discovering who's nominated. Because a lot of times it's the usual suspects who win. So this is a great chance to discover new artists like Maria Gadu.
It's making the whole ceremony, the whole awards thing a lot of fun.
Não vou acreditar nesse falso amor. Só quer me iludir, me enganar, cê é caô. E pra não dizer que eu sou ruim, vou deixar você me olhar, só olhar, baby.
Felix, I really want to move on to best urban music categories.
Oh man, I know you do, because Jazz is particularly thrilled about one nominee.
I love that Spanish female MC Mala Rodriguez's album, Dirty Bailarina, is nominated for Best Urban Music Album. Also, one of the songs on that album, which we're hearing right now, it's called No Pidas Perdón, or Don't Say You're Sorry, is nominated for Best Urban Song. So she's up for two categories, and of all the artists in the urban music categories, I really think she is the freshest and the most innovative.
You know, Jazz, Best Urban Album and Song is definitely a category that lends itself to a lot of, you know, how do we say it without offending anyone?
I think what you're trying to say is you hear a lot of the same stuff over and over and over again in this category, and it can get really stale.
Thank you.
It's funny because back when the Latin Grammys began in 2000, they were getting a lot of criticism about kind of totally ignoring the genre of reggaeton and being out of touch. And then it's like they fell in love with acts like Calle 13, who, you know, who doesn't love Calle 13? They breathe life into a genre that can be very monotonous.
True.
Still, this is a controversial category because you see a lot of the same dudes who are doing the same thing all the time. It's also a category that is traditionally kind of a boys' club. Mala Rodriguez has been nominated in the past, along with reggaeton artist Ivy Queen. Hopefully this year she'll take the prize because Dirty Bailarina is just a great album. Felix, the microphone is picking up all your paper rustling.
Well, you know, this list of nominees is so long. I had to print it out, and at one point my printer ran out of ink. Fortunately, audiences at home don't need to worry about that because we did all the work for you. And Jasmine and I sifted through the endless paperwork, the endless list, all 48 categories, and we weeded out the boring and are talking about the new, the most surprising, and the most exciting nominees of this year's Latin Grammys.
So far, a sexy Spanish singer jumped into the ring for Best Album of the Year. A Cuban-Canadian crooned his way into the pickings for Best New Artist, but he'll have to contend against a young Brazilian who is as sweet as she is strong.
And finally, a Spanish female MC once again finds herself among the Boys Club in the categories of Best Urban Album and Song.
You know, Felix, we were criticizing some of the contenders in urban music. Two other categories that can sometimes be dominated by the usual suspects are Best Rock Album and Best Rock Song.
No doubt. But this year is an interesting mix between underdogs and a very popular and emotional nomination. Jazz, I say Bohemia Suburbana is a long shot to win this year's Best Rock Album because there is another very emotional favorite in the lineup, and I have to say I'm kind of swept up in that emotion as well.
Felix is talking about the story behind my fellow Argentine Gustavo Cerati.
Jazz, I think bittersweet is appropriate here.
Agridulce, and that really says it all for Gustavo Cerati, who is nominated in two categories, Best Rock Album for the album Fuerza Natural, and Best Rock Song for Deja Vu.
Veo las cosas como son. Vamos de fuego en fuego, hipnotizándonos. Cada paso sientes otro déjà vu. Oh no.
Longtime fans of Latin rock music are nodding their head in understanding right now. But for those who don't know, Gustavo Cerati was a member of the very popular band Soda Stereo, which I grew up listening to their music in Argentina during the 90s. Eventually, he went solo and became even more popular. Then in May of this year, he suffered a stroke while on tour in Venezuela, and he had major brain damage. He remains in a coma back in Buenos Aires. Gustavo Cerati is no stranger to these two categories. In 2006, he won two Grammys, one for Best Rock Album and one for Best Rock Song. And artists he's produced, like Shakira, have been very successful at the Grammys. So I expect to see him get a lot of recognition this year. Felix, this year, two of my favorite categories are Best Alternative Album and Best Alternative Song. If you are new to the Latin Grammys and you feel a little bit overwhelmed by these 48 very bulky categories, this is definitely two categories to look into.
Now, we weren't able to go through all the nominees, but we're taking a look at some of our favorites.
Felix, in the category of Best Alternative Album, you were particularly impressed by one artist from Nicaragua. That's Perro Son Popo. And I have to say, I had no idea who he was, and he caught me by surprise.
El país de la mentira, huele a miedo, huele a preso, suelto, puesto por otro hombre en libertad. Huele a sangre derramada de otros nicas, huele a cruz enriquecida por el dólar y el poder. El país de la mentira.
Perro Son Popo is a very political singer-songwriter from Nicaragua, and the title of this track is an indication of his political views, El País de la Mentira.
The country of lies.
Jazz, I bet most people in the U.S. have heard about Nicaragua only through their earthquakes, both natural and political. And in this cut, he raps and sings about things from his country's past, and it's sort of a lament for the things that have made his countrymen suffer, but it's also a song of hope. It's a kind of a reflection on the resilience of the people of that country.
I really like this guy, though I suspect the award will go to an Argentine band called Banda de Turistas, which seems to be the critics' darling. But I love Perro Sampopo's social and political commentary, and if anything, you know, this is what we were saying before. A lot of times, it's just interesting to look at the nominees and not so much at the winners, because that's how you learn about new stuff. And I think his nomination will spread the word about what a great artist Perro Sampopo is.
Okay, now Jazz and I have agreed on everything so far. However, we spent an entire afternoon arguing about the nominees for Best Alternative Song.
Here's the deal. I like all of the nominees, but I'm especially happy that the Mexican band Hello Seahorse was nominated for the song Criminal.
Okay, Jazz, I just don't get this band. I'm sorry. I don't hear it.
They are a newish act out of Mexico, and they've been around for a few years. They're doing something different. I love the lead singer's vocals. They're almost ghostly, and their lyrics have a depth to them that borders on cryptic and like a good movie. Their lyrics keep you thinking long after you're done actually listening to the song. The chorus to the song, for example, goes something like this. We all have a beast inside of us. It lives off of our tears and failures. But you can put this inner beast to sleep if you know that the power lies in existing without insisting.
Okay, I'll give them another try. Okay, Jazz, my pick for Best Alternative Song is De Donde Vengo Yo, or Where I Come From, by the Colombian rappers Choqueep Town. De donde vengo yo. I saw this band in Austin at South by Southwest this past spring, and I've been wanting to include them on our show for quite a while now. They're a rap group from the Pacific coast of Colombia, a region known as Chocó, and in this song they pay tribute to that area, the hardships and the beauty. The chorus says, where I come from, things are not easy, but we always survive. Where I come from, we fight so much, but we always get away with it. Where I come from, we don't talk well, but things are better here. Where I come from, we have rain, we have cold, we have heat. De donde vengo yo, la cosa no es fácil, pero siempre igual sobrevivimos. Vengo yo, de tanto luchar, siempre con la nuestra nos salimos. Vengo yo,
y aquí se habla mal, pero todo está mucho mejor. Vengo yo, tenemos la lluvia, el frío y el calor.
De la zona de los rapis, mami, papi, tenemos problemas, pero andamos happy en comparsa. También bailamos salsa y bajamos el río en balsa. El calor se siente, y no hay problema pa' tomarse su botella de aguardiente. Hace el día este soleado, te la pasas en guayabao.
You know, Felix, it's not that we had a disagreement. We just have our favorites. I also like Chuck Keep Town. But I think there is one song in the running for this category, Best Alternative Song, which we can both agree on. And that's Argentine band Sigraga and their song Resistencia Indígena, or Indigenous Resistance.
Hace 500 años él nació, pero nadie escribió su historia. Vinieron los dueños del cielo a matar a su gente con crucifijos.
Cañones y sangre, su historia.
Now, here's why I love this nominee. A lot of people have heard of Hello Seahorse. A lot of people have heard of Chuck Keep Town. Not a lot of people have heard of Sigraga. And that's kind of the nominee that I'll always root for. The band that you're like, who? And then you hear them and you're like, why on earth did I not know about this band before?
Well, you know, Sigraga has been around since the late 90s, but this is their first album. And for those of you who work in a very stressful job, please do yourself a favor. Buy this Sigraga album. It's like taking a vacation to a very beautiful, isolated, sandy beach.
Felix, not only do I love the vocal stylings, like the kind of raspy falsetto of this song, what is it about guys that sing in falsetto?
It's a thing, man. It's an acquired taste.
It's also a super laid-back vibe. But I also like that it's a song about indigenous oppression, and that's a topic that is unfortunately not always given the attention it deserves in Argentine society. So it's very refreshing to hear this band take on that topic.
Su historia no está en museos, ni estará, que la cuenten los que resisten. Las ciudades no ven. Yo no represento a nadie y mi canción es contar mi versión, mi historia. Yo vi como vio, oh, oh. Y vi como vio, oh, oh.
Okay, Jazz, we covered a lot of ground today, and it was only the tip of the iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can find links to the entire list of the nominations on our blog at npr.org/altlatino. And you can read an interview with Los Amigos Invisibles, who took a look back at the year that was after they won the Latin Grammy for Best Alternative Album last year.
Also, let us know who you are excited about or who you think the Latin Grammys totally missed out on. Who did they forget to include in the nominations? You can leave a comment on our blog or email us at altlatino@npr.org.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. This has been a special Latin Grammy version of Alt Latino.